TalkSport 1089, Temperature 3 and Mike Mendoza. Well, last month we told you about Perplex City, the alternate reality game, where players follow clues hidden in the internet, in newspapers, in their adverts, even on radio programmes, in order to find the mysterious cube and win a grand prize of £100,000. Now, to follow up on events in Perplex City and to tell us how the cube is going, we're able to speak via an interdimensional link with Michiko Clark, the editor of the Perplex City Sentinel newspaper, which us first things can find at perplexcitysentinel.com. And a very good morning to you.
Good morning. It's very, very exciting to speak to you. I've, of course, never spoken to a real Earth person before.
Well, you know, it's nice, and I'm delighted that you are joining up with us today. But first of all, Michiko, what is the Perplex City Sentinel?
It is a newspaper just like the newspapers that you have on Earth, or so I have been led to believe. There is a bit of a difference in that we don't have a paper edition anymore. We discontinued that about 15 years ago. It had just become wasteful, and it just wasn't necessary anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're able to read the Sentinel here on Earth, aren't we?
Yes, there is an external edition. Unfortunately, due to the limitations of communicating between our two worlds, it's a very small fraction of what you can see in the complete real Sentinel, but you can find it, I believe you already said it, perplexcitysentinel.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, what's your role at the Sentinel?
Well, I am the editor-in-chief, which means that I keep track of the direction of coverage, the integrity of our reporting, and your standard budgeting and hiring and scheduling, all of the things you have to do to get out a typical newspaper.
Uh-huh. Well, on Earth we call it the big boss, of course. Now, tell us more about Perplex City. I mean, where is it?
You know, it's funny because I could ask you where is Earth just as well, and you would probably be able to give me just the same kind of answer I can give you. We have dozens of really sharp minds who have been working on a lot of theories and equations about where Earth is and where Perplexity are in relation to each other for years and years now, and we haven't found any conclusive answers. It's a really interesting field of research, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible to visit Perplexity?
At this time, it is not. I'm very sorry. Well, we all assume the Academy is working on a way right now to transport people and things between Perplexity and the Earth right now. They say that they haven't, and, you know, we choose to believe them.
That's fair enough. Okay. Now, if I could visit, what sort of things could we do there?
It's a beautiful city. I really wish you could come.
Mm.
Well, the big thing now, of course, with summer coming on is Alchemy Beach. There's a lot of volleyball there and practically always some sort of a carnival going on, and it's just beautiful. The water is so clear, and it's just so warm now. Mm. But if you're not the outdoorsy type, then there's always the upscale shopping at Isabel Lavenay, of course, who is a high fashion brand. Or if you think you could get in, there's the new Curiosity Shop, which is in the northeast part of town. And it's a really funny shop, I guess, by some standards, because they don't advertise their presence. It's actually a difficult thing even to see the door. And once you get into the entryway, they sort of look you over and decide whether you're well-dressed enough to be allowed in.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a password, even if you are well-dressed enough to come in, and they change the password every 3 hours.
A bit like some of the lap dancing clubs we have on Earth, actually. Now, there's a column written by Earth contributors in the Sentinel, isn't there, I understand?
Yes, it's called The View from Earth, and it's actually been very well-received. It's primarily perspectives on Perplexity issues as seen by people from Earth. And it's really interesting to us, I guess, to see our world from somebody else's eyes. You can learn a lot about yourself that way.
What do you actually think of Earth?
You know, it's interesting how similar our worlds are, and at the same time how different they are.
Mm.
I guess people are very much the same no matter where you go, and everybody wants to find, you know, somebody to love, and they care about their families and their homes. And on the other hand, there are some things that we find very different. For example, you have a focus, I guess, on physical sport. And while we do have and enjoy physical sport, we're primarily concerned with intellectual sport, particularly with puzzle solving. And For example, we're really impressed by your air travel, of all things, because although we do have the power of flight, we don't have anything like your commercial airline networks, and it's just really strange to us to see that somebody could hop aboard an airplane and end up halfway around the world in just a few hours, pretty much any time they wanted to.
Mm. That's technology, I guess. Now, how is it you're able to speak to us today?
Well, actually, I'm not entirely certain. I'm at the Academy, the Perplexity Academy right now, and I'm in this very cold room with all of this really cold and imposing equipment. I don't suppose you can hear the hum from where you are?
Very slightly I can, yes.
Well, they tell me that it makes use of the Fairway-Chen effect, and there are all sorts of equations, but I did very poorly in reality studies at Academy, sort of glossed over it, so I could not begin to explain it to you myself.
Are you blonde by any chance?
No, actually. Why do you ask?
Just wondering, that's all. Now, I've just noticed, I mean, I'm not silly, you have got an American accent, but you're from another world, so why is it you have an American accent?
No, we've actually noticed the same thing, and different municipalities in Perplexity have somewhat different local dialects. It's been fascinating to us how well many of them map to Earth dialects as well. There was a fine scholar, Ruth Coilhouse, who wrote an interesting paper on it around 30 years ago. But I'm from the Gladstone municipality in particular.
Mm-hmm. Actually, tell us about Ruth Coilhouse. I mean, who is she?
Ruth Coilhouse is an interesting case. She actually passed away just a few weeks ago. She was a senior fellow at the Academy in the Social Sciences Department and an early earthologist. And she's been in the news lately, actually, because she requested, I believe, 45 million Perplexity Lex to the Academy on the condition that they use the money to research how to transport her ashes to Earth. I guess she wants to have her ashes spread over the Mediterranean in Greece. Did I say that right?
Yes, we've got spot on, yeah. You're going...
It's a bit of a scandal because the Academy usually doesn't accept requests, rather, with conditions attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have the appearance of being influenced by money, but they haven't really ruled yet on how to deal with this particular case, because, of course, everybody assumes that they're working on how to get things to Earth anyhow.
Yeah,
very strange.
Yes. I'm confused. Now, the reason we're speaking today is the Reseda Cube. What is that?
Well, actually, that would be the Reseda Cube. And that it's quite all right. And that's why we're speaking today. It's a sort of a priceless cultural artifact of ours, and it was stolen from the museum in the Academy about a year and a half ago. There is a reward being offered on Earth for its return. I believe it's £100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow a team of researchers at the Academy have they've somehow figured out that it's located on Earth now. We don't know how it could possibly have gotten there, but there is where it seems to be. And we have a company on Earth who's helping us, I guess, Mind Candy is what they're called. Where, as I understand it, they're releasing a series of puzzle cards, actually. And, well, that's actually another whole story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned before you may have problems with pronunciation. Well, mine's even worse because I don't speak your language as well as you speak ours. But I've noticed in the Sentinel that you give a lot of bad press, and I hope I get this name right, and I was reading it yesterday, is it Senti Kiteway? And why is that?
Well, yes, and the reason he gets a lot of press is quite frankly, in the eyes of the Sentinel, we think he's not doing a particularly great job. We'll take those puzzle cards, for example. There's this series of puzzle cards that are supposed to attract interest in our plight with our missing cube and get people on Earth involved in trying to help us retrieve it. Obviously, it's a very important object to us, and we haven't seen any visible progress on this. We here at the Sentinel, we have a number of sources who have leaked to us a number of printing delays, I hear now. And the memos from Mind Candy that we have seen insist that this is a very complicated project and prone to this sort of logistical problem. But quite honestly, I think if they were really taking this job seriously, if they really grasped the significance of this object to our people, then they would be doing a better job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, we had a Perplexian girl, her name was Scarlet Kiteway, who sounded a little like you, by the way, a couple of weeks ago. Do you actually know her?
Actually, I do know her. I met her a while back. She was actually an intern at the Sentinel for a few weeks. And can you believe she came to me with this crackbrain proposal, about writing a regular column at the Sentinel. Mm. She was, I believe, 19 years old at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really all flash and no real substance. Mm. She's, I'm sure, a very sweet girl, but she doesn't have the life experience to have anything interesting to say. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yeah. A lot of people say that about my show at times. It's terrible. Now, I understand you just had a major holiday. Was it June the 21st? I mean, how did you actually celebrate that? The Solstice Day?
Yeah, Solstice Day is our summer holiday. It's actually traditionally a prank holiday, where children play little jokes on their parents and perhaps get little joke gifts. There's a traditional three-day gamble around the city limits where people walk. The city limits are actually 120 miles around right now. They keep asking if we should maybe switch the gamble to 4 days, since when the gamble began, the city was considerably smaller. But so far, they've kept it at three. It's really a very difficult walk, though.
I could imagine, yeah.
And, of course, we have cube hunts. The most notable one is on the Academy grounds, where the Academy staff hide small, brightly colored cubes all around the great lawn on the Academy, and then children can come and search for them. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it does sound like fun. I should come over there sometime and try it myself. Now, let's go on with some of the news that you're covering in Perplex City at the moment. Tell us about Pietro Salk.
Pietro Salk actually is, he was a very close colleague of mine and our best investigative reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid I found out just before I came to the Academy this evening that he has passed away.
Oh.
It's a strange case, though, because basically he seemed fine when I spoke to him last Monday, and then he fell into a coma later that evening. On Wednesday, he came out of it briefly and created a maze of all things and then collapsed into the coma again. The doctor said that his condition had significantly deteriorated. Now, these mazes are really interesting because they've led us to a few old items from his files. I just don't think it means anything because he was very diligent about keeping me posted on his work, and especially for someone who clearly wasn't operating with all of his brain.
Mm.
The levels get much harder after the fifth one, and we have, I guess, one person at the Sentinel who's gotten as far as level 7 or 8 so far, but we don't know how much there is, and we don't really know the significance of all of it. It's really a mystery to us what all of this was caused by and what it means.
And who is Aka Ontrescore?
She actually is a member, as it turns out, of a splinter religious group called the Reconstructionists. And she was actually arrested, I think it was last week, I'm afraid my sense of time is getting a little off-kilter, for suspicion of stealing the cube herself. As it turns out, the evidence didn't carry out that particular case, I guess. She's still under heavy suspicion. It looks very bad because she belongs to a religious group that is very happy the cube has gone missing. They thought in the hands of the Academy it was always kind of a heretical state for the cube to be in.
Now tell us what's happening in the world of entertainment in Perplex City at the moment.
Well, actually, the big news today is that there's a new album by Roll for Damage coming out. They started recording it some time ago. It's called Take Initiative, and we just have a release date for it. It's coming out on September 1st.
This is a rock band, isn't it?
Yes, it's a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're the most famous and popular rock band in the city. I guess they might compare with I guess your U2
mm-hmm.
hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you hum one of their songs? No, don't worry about that. It's
you don't want me to sing, trust me.
No, I understand that. I mean, do you sing the same way as we do on Earth?
I would think so.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. I'm not sure exactly.
No, we've actually listened to some of your recorded music, and it's very similar in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh, right. So, sorry, what else is happening in the world of entertainment?
Well, there's a new reality show. Oh, I'm sorry, not a new reality show. A new season of the reality show The Lab that just began on Friday. And in this first episode, of course, there was the usual toss-up over how much lab space each player got. And there was a maze challenge in which Louise Hayek actually did remarkably well. I guess it's from seeing all of those rats in mazes. She is herself a neuroscientist.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing in The Lab this year is Ryan Gardner, who is a PCAG senior player. They've never actually had a senior games player on the show before.
What's the PCAG?
The PCAG is the Perplexity Academy Games, and that is our biggest sport in Perplexity. It's kind of a puzzle-solving competition. There are a variety of puzzles, and there's a point scoring system. Lots and lots of people play, although not very many people play in the elite professional level. We actually do quite a lot of news about the PCAG.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, there's a new player. Well, not that recent. She's just been playing this year, called Gabriella Patel, and she's just managed to put in a breakaway performance. We've been very impressed with her. She didn't show that kind of potential the last few years, so it's been very interesting.
Uh huh. I was reading in the Sentinel the other day a story about a singer by the name of Joya.
Yes, Joya has confused all of us. She is a very popular singer, and actually she used to be romantically linked to the singer of Wolford Damage, that rock band, Alejo Jackson. And actually she's rumored to be pregnant with his child. They broke up under really, really rocky circumstances a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and she right away became engaged to her producer, Horace Shockley. Now, on Solstice Day, she was supposed to marry Horace Shockley, and she simply did not show up at her own wedding. No one's really, really sure what to make of this at this point, and she's secluded herself, not talking to the press ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know where it's going.
No. Oh, and do you make babies over there the same way as we do on Earth?
I have been led to believe it is precisely the same way.
Precisely. Does that mean you do it three ways? Okay. Now, as you probably realize, well, we are actually a sports station, so let's talk about sport. I mean, do you have sports in Perplexity?
Well, again, our primary sport is at the PCAG. We do have some physical athletics, but they don't tend to get the press, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a controversy in the PCAG right now. There is a young girl, I believe she is 14 years old, named Myra Champagne, and the PCAG recently ruled to let her start playing, even though I guess there was an ethical question. The PCAG doesn't allow cognitive enhancing drugs in its players, because they want to ensure a fair and level playing field for people at their natural level of intellect. Now, Myra is absolutely certified clean of cognitive enhancing drugs right now.
Mm-hmm.
But as a child, she had, I guess, a developmental delay of some variety, and she took some cognitive enhancers for a few years to treat this symptom.
Did you know what type of drugs they were?
No, I'm afraid I don't know exactly what drugs they were. We do have a wide array of cognitive enhancement drugs in Perplexity,
mm-hmm.
With different, I guess, different effects. There are some that make you more alert, that give you clearer thought. There are some that can improve your memory. Some of them work very nicely and are widely available. Some of them are a little more dangerous. It's, I guess, it's a side effect of intellect being so important to our society.
Listen, it's been great talking to you, Michiko. We must do it again sometime, and thank you for talking to Earth today, and so we will link up again soon, I hope.
It's been an honour. Thank you very much.
It's been our honour, believe me. Thank you for your time. All the best. That's Michiko Clark, who's editor of the Perplex City Sentinel. And this is TalkSport 1089, 1053, and Mike Mendoza. With you until 6 this morning, 6 o'clock, of course, the Sports Breakfast with Ray Houghton and Graham Beecroft.